The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome. Gather around to the What Did He Said podcast. It's your boy Chingo Bling. We got producer Rob, man in the ship.
Hello, everybody.
Of course, Javi Looney and Looney. We right now we're getting Looney out in the front porch.
Only on the East Coast.
You know what I'm saying
Looney.
Luniversal.
What's up?
Das.
And the Pie Tequila here.
Yeah, that's ranch water number two, Big Don.
You know what I'm saying? Two episodes, two ranch waters. Baby.
Shout out to Tehuacan Mineral Water for sponsoring your boy. And Pie Tequila, official yes, sponsor sir. Of the Texas Tour Stops yes, and of the podcast.
Yes, sir. A 1-2 punch that'll get you fucked up.
That's one way to endorse a product.
Yeah, for real.
Get fucked up responsibly.
Responsibly, yes.
Yeah, responsibly. And today, man, we got the homie Orlando Briones, filmmaker, camera connoisseur, lens collector. Yeah. Dude, I love following you on Instagram, man, because it's like funny videos about like the gear and the techie.
Yeah, all the dumb all stuff. The That's lens. What I call the stuff that everyone all, they look after. We just make fun of it, you know, because it's... You know how people are, man. People get bougie with some of this stuff, so we just make fun of it.
That's that production that production life. Orlando, I've worked with this cat so many times. He was director of photography on our Netflix project. Music videos, Puro Pinche Party music video, Chips and Salsa.
Chips and Salsa.
Music super video. Cool one, bro. We go way back. I've known the homie for a long time. Much respect.
Amazing. Nah, man, you put us on, bro. You're the one that when it was time for the Netflix, you said, hey, man, I got something for you.
I'm like Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
I'm like the street. I'm like the streets A&R.
That's exactly.
You know, it's like when Gucci Mane discovered Migos, that's when I seen Orlando.
Yeah, man.
But nah, Orlando's a beast, bro. He's just being humble.
So you're a DP for the Netflix one?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, thanks, man. I can't wait. Honestly,
Well, he had ended up wearing multiple hats. He did. He was helping us find lowriders and stuff. He's from the hood.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. New film, Journey. It's been a journey making that.
God damn. That yeah, it's taking a while, but yeah, it's finally gonna be out, man. We got some good stuff coming with it, but yeah, it's good. And some of the actors in it are like blowing up right now too, so it just worked out
for us. It's all perfect timing.
Yeah, so we have to take it little by little, but now we're here to promote Journey, get some people, some eyes on it. If you haven't seen it, check out the trailer. But yeah, it's a long process in the meeting. I think that we've shot it, man, 6-7 years ago.
And then even then, it was like some hiccups where you had to pick up production.
Shoot, yeah. We shot in... Laredo, Texas. We shot here in Houston, and we also shot in undisclosed places in Mexico.
They can't, you know, so, we can't say.
Yeah.
An ungoverned area of northern Mexico.
Yeah. The best part was when we're at the location, you Wikipedia the spot that you're at, and they're like, hey, why aren't there cops here? And it's like, oh, they just all got shot up. They just shot up the police station like
about
2 months ago. So we're like, yeah, we got the blessing to shoot there. So
good.
Yeah, we got some dope stuff. Yeah,
sounds like it was a journey to make Journey. Journey in itself.
I heard that for the past 9 years.
It's finally gonna be out on. Is it on Tubi?
So it'll be releasing on Tubi. I can officially say late summer. We're launching it on VOD at JourneyTheMovie.com. So. I'm just asking all the homies, pay $10, go through it, pay $10, watch it. If you want to see it, ad free, meaning that, you know, if you do watch Tubi all right now, you're gonna watch it with ads. So it's gonna be, you know, every 15 minutes or something like that, you see two ads. So go watch it, $10, and that comes out April 30th. So, you know, should be out April 30th by the time y'all see this. Hopefully, it'll be out. You can watch it, $10, and if you want to wait, midsummer, late summer, you can. Check it out on Tubi and, you know, just with the ads.
So the video on demand, that's going to be on the website and people can just pay PayPal or whatever.
Yeah, they'll click on it.
And then it streams it or you could download it?
I think you can stream it on there. You can watch it. You can put it on your, you know, TV, your Android phone, iPhone, whatever, you can watch it. Yeah, yeah. And you can watch it as many times as you want. You know, it's not just a rental.
And don't be bootlegging, okay? Because, you know, I know sometimes, you know, that can help your career. If your name is Chingo Bling, people bootleg you.
Yeah.
But this is a journey, man. Please don't bootleg
Now, I'm going to give it to you for free. Just give me some time, you know, let it hit Tubi and then watch it for free all you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, yeah. Get it. He said, then please let it play even while you sleep.
Yeah. Exactly.
Put it on repeat.
Watch it a couple
Change
times.
Change VPN. Yeah. Play it again. You
if
know,
you just, can.
Is that what they
got to
do?
Hire a bot farm.
I'm not sure. I have no idea.
Allegedly. It's all alleged.
As he sips coffee.
No idea.
See, right now, get my numbers up on my stuff. I've been going to Best Buy and typing my special in.
Refresh.
All the computers.
Best Buy. Computers. Yeah, that's it.
Some little 12-year-old walking by trying to buy a video game. What's this?
That could be a funny promo, man.
Yeah.
Like that whole scenario of like the kid's like, what's this? And then one of your raunchiest jokes starts playing.
Dude, that's how it is for a lot of comedians, right? They watch like the worst joke ever at 10 years old and just change their mind. Yeah, so
yeah that's what happened to me with Eddie Murphy.
I mean, I took my son to go see Bill Burr.
Oh,
you know, he grew up listening to the podcast, so he's as big of a fan.
That's awesome.
As I am, so he was like stoked.
That's badass.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be me and my wife, but she couldn't go, so I was like,
take
the kiddo. Take the kid. He was like. I was like, hey, man, in the morning we're going to San Antonio. He goes, for what? I go, we're going to go to the AT&T Center to go see Bill Burr. He's like, for real? Like, he thought I was fucking with
and
him.
And your kid is older than eight, right?
Yeah. Okay. But the thing is, we've been listening to Bill Burr since he was about eight.
Okay.
He was 15 at the time. He just turned 16.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah. And allegedly, in that same venue, Javi has been gone off edibles. Of course, not at the same time with his son.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But, you know, in two different occasions.
Two different occasions.
Same venue, same concert.
Same show.
They may or may not have my picture up in the security office at the AT&T Center. I was definitely suspicious. The edible got me to where I kept having to leave the concert area to, like, calm myself down. And I realized that I kind of called attention to myself. Since I had gotten up from my seat, like, four times in a 20-minute period. So then when I tried to walk to the little area where you could unlock your phone, I heard the guy, like, yeah, he's walking over here towards me right now. And that just set my paranoia, like off. So yeah, if you're going to a concert like that, microdose. You know what I'm saying? It's my suggestion.
Enjoy responsibly.
Dude,
I'm thinking, like, dude, we got a show coming up, House of Blues, June 16th. Javi will be in the building. And I went yesterday to film some promos, and up in the mezzanine seats, they're so... It kind of reminded me of, like, some kind of theater you would see, like, in Mexico City, like, the old concrete or whatever. They say you'd probably have some fucking ramen with birria in it or something. But,
a soda in a bag?
Yeah. Ziploc. But the mezzanine seats, man, if you on some edibles or something, and it's that. It was like, you're looking at the top of the comedian's
and I think
head.
That was the problem. I was up there, and I was up there, and that wasn't a good combination. So yeah, if you got balcony seats, if you got nosebleeds, you know, maybe just hit a joint or something. Don't take an edible.
So earlier, shift gears real quick. Orlando, you said that you're like, right now, I'm just in this. So, like, you're just in promo mode, or, like, what else you got juggling?
Well, you know, we're juggling Journey. We also have another feature that's called Fight Boy. Well, Journey, real quick, just so people know, it's a little bit about, like, it's just a quick story of this guy that grows up in the United States but was born in Mexico, brought over as a kid. The easiest way to say is, like, born in East L.A., the dramatic version of it. And so he gets, you know, brought over. When he's young, gets caught after he finds, after he knocks up his girlfriend, he goes trying to find a job, gets arrested, gets sent back. And then the whole time he's, you know, we kind of put him through what we call a Forrest Gump of situations of, you know, so many people have had that happen to them trying to get back. And so we just kind of give him all these different situations where, you know, a lot of them have to do with, like, our families and cousins and homies that we know that went through that. So we do this to this guy so people can just see, like, what's happening. So ultimate goal is for him to get back before the birth of his kid. You know, so pretty simple story. Just wanted to, you know, put that out there.
Well, now that you're saying all this stuff, like, I saw it like a year ago.
That's right, yeah.
And all the way to the end, bro, I was like, yo.
It's crazy.
Like, on the edge of my seat of, like, yo. Because the time clocks are ticking. It's like, dog, you knocked up your girl. Yes, he got deported. Yeah. You're trying to get back in time.
Trying to get back, yeah.
So them time clocks, it's like, bro, are you even going to see the birth? You know what I mean?
And that's a cool thing about the film, just in general. I think it also, like, takes real good care of that story. Like I said, it's a story from my dad. Like, it's just the one that I wanted him to watch and be like, it's that way. You know, like, that's all you want to hear from him, just that, you know. And that was it, you know. So I got a good reaction from my father and my family and all them. And overall, yeah, pretty dope. The next one that we have, which is the one that we're going to go on promo probably in about 2 months, is called Fight Boy. And that's a comedy. It's like that one is Friday meets Scott Pilgrim. So it's a guy that fights his five former high school bullies, and he's going and fighting each one after another. So that one's a comedy, and it's pretty crazy. It's all it's based in Houston. You don't know it's Houston, but yeah, we had some fun with that one, and that one's gonna be pretty fun to promote as well.
Badass, man.
Yeah, man. So whenever we can shoot, and then we got some more we got to do. So we're on this thing where we're looking to make content that we can put in to bring that, you know, what we call that mail money, the residual checks, you know, because if not, I'm gonna keep working doing the same thing I do until, you know, I'm as old as my dad. So kind of want to get some stuff coming through.
That production life, man, it's interesting. Like, I started off as a production assistant as I was.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Trying to get Chingo Bling going off the ground. You know David Gona?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so he was like my manager when I first started.
I remember.
Yeah.
I sat with him at Telwink, and he was telling me.
I got this Chingo Bling guy.
Yeah, man, that Chingo Bling guy, dude. I talked to him, you know. I started him. I'm like, shut up.
I don't know about started him. He was instrumental.
I don't know if he said that, but you know, it's one of those things where, you know.
Yeah, we started that together.
You know Chingo Bling, right? I'm like, yeah, I know. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool.
It was years, bro. Just like, but before the Chingo Bling stuff started to pick me up, he did get me hired on productions.
Yeah.
And so I got, like, I'm very grateful for that as well, how I got to learn firsthand, because that's such a cool, that's such a blessing to, like, be able to experience. Like being on a set, like real sets, like they shooting a Scarface video, Mob Block.
Oh, right.
Lil Flip, I think This Is the Way We Ball. Like big directors.
There are some iconic ones for sure.
Yeah. And just as a production assistant, where I like, dog, I was making mistakes and getting lost, getting the talent and the star vehicle lost and broken down. The Devin the Dude video, it's like the song's about the car. So Devin is stranded with some production assistant who calls himself Chingo Bling. The car broke down, so now the video is going to cost more because Rap-A-Lot had to now rent a flatbed. Rap-A-Lot had to, they like, who the hell, bring me this Chingo Bling guy who ruined my music video. But now they had to now mount the car with Devin in it on a flatbed. So now they got to rent that and mount the cameras on that, and the whole time they just...
Yeah,
the one over there by Craft Service.
That's if you want to get started, production assistant. Yeah, don't break down people's cars. And
but yeah, you're there with and the, got them lost
with the turkey wrap.
No, it's a especially here in Houston, since there's not a massive film industry. So you know, if you jump in PA, you might, you know, back when we had a bunch of now we have Astro Stars. You know, you'll be on like every one of those HEB sets and the sets with them. You'll see those famous people. Back then it used to be like J.J. Watt, you know, James Harden. Like, there was a shoot for them every other week, you know? So it was very easy. I remember people calling me from L.A. and be like, hey, man, I got to shoot this exclusive video with, you know, this basketball player. I can't really say who it is. I'm like, James Harden, right? Everyone has worked with James Harden at this point. He brings so much work to Houston. So
you're like, I've shared chicken wings at Honest at 4 in the morning.
So
with James
Harden. I'm like, man, I got to do another James Harden.
If that's your thing to get me on your set at a lower rate, it's not going to work because we've already worked with James Harden. You know what I'm saying? But it was that's how it was for a long time, that those guys brought so much money into the city just with – ads and Adidas and all those different companies.
And then they're like, there's a certain white football player who's really tall. Yeah. J.J. Watt.
Yeah, J.J. Watt.
How do you know? I saw him last Tuesday, but
yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, we're at Onyx sharing chicken wings. Beat King was there.
Imagine J.J. Watt sharing chicken wings at Onyx with you.
That's an animation right there. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, so but here you can definitely get on all kinds of productions and stuff like that, but mainly commercial because that's Houston. If it's not... Like back then, Rap-A-Lot and a bunch of other the big all the big guys, you would have the coolest videos, but you don't really see that as much anymore, and that just has to do with how technology has changed and how people can get the smaller cameras, and you can create content with almost anything. Cell phones, man. You can do all kinds of. I remember Paul Wall did a video with a cell phone.
So for people that are watching that aren't movie persons, what would a production assistant what would you say a job description for that?
So it's literally you're there to help with anything and everything.
Right.
Gopher.
So it's the first job you get on a set. So if you're in the construction, it would be coming on as a helper.
That's right.
A gopher. Like,
I did that too. All my jobs was gopher.
Gopher. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. So, but what's crazy is that some of those people here in town, because it is more commercial, you're going to get paid $200-$250 bucks now,
for the day.
Yeah, not knowing anything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know. Yeah, see,
I'm I was like, huh.
Yeah, I know. Bobby flips the table.
What the fuck?
I freaking drove from Corpus.
I would go be a PA.
Thanks a lot, Orlando.
And you got a car? You got a car?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You get an extra $25
for gas. Yeah.
Hey, I hope y'all appreciated Javi Luna being a recurrent guest.
I'll see y'all later, man.
Go out on a high note,
dude. Recurrent guest. You know what I mean, Javi? Speaking of amazing productions, though, there's a really good stand-up special that's on YouTube right now. You can see clips on TikTok and everywhere else. Shout out that production company that shot
Tuxedo Goose Films out of Corpus. Right?
Yeah, they did a great job. His special, man. Not for everybody.
He does the taco.
Yeah, taco gear.
I know those guys too.
Taco chair. Yeah, yeah. That's my boy Gerald. Man.
Yeah, Gerald Flores.
He did a great job on Yeah, we both learned a lot. We're hoping to work together on the next one again.
Javi was headliner, comedian, and production assistant.
Hope you paid yourself $250, bro.
I actually made my wife work. My wife was a PA on that one. She was doing everything. The edible hit too hard on that one, too. She had to even come back to the green room and calm me down for a second.
Sometimes the pin be hitting too hard. I had to talk him off a ledge in El Paso. But then it happened to me, damn near, in Alamo, Texas. When my wife gave me a bunch of news right before I had to go up.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
See, that's why I drink instead.
It's part of the journey.
That's why Rob is
drunk.
That's
why I drink. That's why I drink all the time.
I thought you were going to say that's why you're drug free.
No, that's why I drink instead.
Oh, shit. Sounds like a plea for help.
Pie tequila.
It's a great plug for pie tequila. Yeah,
speaking of delicious alcohol.
And when I do drink, because life is too much for me.
That's a great endorsement right there.
It's not 8:30 in the morning right now.
It's not. It's an afternoon.
It was when we started. It's not right.
I'm gonna take a nap in the guest room before I leave, like I did last time. Don't worry about me, guys. I don't drive straight home.
I'm all right. But yeah, man.
Hey, so what's the runtime? I was gonna ask on Journey.
Journey's 90 minutes, right? We made it to be a watchable film. It's literally one of those it's not gonna be two hours and 10 minutes, which is the normal. That's normal.
Kind of sounding like a saga for me, like a real.
Yeah, yeah. It's a quick run, man. If you get past the 20-30 minute mark is just like a little roller coaster. So if you can get to that part, then you'll pretty much be there till the end. So it's a good fun run. But yeah, 90 minutes.
Cool.
So these different I guess trials that he's going through, like what kind of characters is he?
So yeah, I mean you can imagine, you know, if you've ever dealt with being in Mexico, like we're from Reynosa, like that's where my family's from. Uh-huh. So
that's where my wife's from, Big Dog.
Yeah, so you know Reynosa, which we love, and it was great going to. We haven't gone back in about 10 years.
Reynosa,
yeah, it's tricky. So being in those situations, and the other thing is that we made this character be kind of fish out of the water. Right. He's like an American. He's a pocho. He's someone that doesn't really speak the language well, understands it a little bit. So you know how it is, man. Right. There's fast talkers and. In Mexico and those areas, they're looking for these kinds of people. So, yeah, he gets in situations that normally, if you're like us and you kind of grow up in like the different
hustlers,
streets and
swindlers,
and you kind of, you know, I grew up in Acres Home. So, you know, first friend we invited over to our house, stole my dad's cell phone. We're like, yeah, never happened again. You know what I'm saying? So you learn like right away, you're like, yeah, like,
welcome to the fofo.
Yeah, not everyone's my friend, right?
Is there like a villain? Movie, if you had to say,
I mean, I think it's kind of hard for us to say that there's a villain. One thing that we did with the film, just so that we don't kind of like say, hey, these are the bad people here, we kind of left it more ominous in terms of like just the bad people that are out there, and that's just because, you know, we're from Reynosa,
and
so
seems
we don't
to be more common now, right? Like you make up in film, like we're gonna tell the story, and you make up your mind who's.
Yeah,
a good guy.
Well, for us, it's just too close to home. You know what I'm saying? We can't. If you try to give a specific group of people that label, like you know, we're from Dignos.
And I like that because I actually came up with the idea for Cobra Kai when I was 9 years old.
Oh, you came up with the idea?
Yeah, because I used to watch Karate Kid back in the 80s, and I was like, I like Johnny more. Like, Johnny's a way cool. Like, Daniel was kind of a little bitch, like, in the movie. Like, if I'm honest, like, I was watching, I was like.
Especially in the series.
Like, he's just whining all the time. Like, he's mad because his mom moved him from New Jersey, like, shitty-ass New Jersey to beautiful, sunny California.
So, to make it come full circle for you,
yeah.
One of the guys that we had with us at Journey, he was our intern, our PA, right? This guy started with us and doing Journey in Laredo. Mm-hmm. He actually, Norwegian, didn't have papers. He went with us with no papers, filmed in Laredo with us, you know, crossing the thing and everything. Now he's the production coordinator for Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Whoa. Hey, wow. Foreigners taking your job.
Yeah. I'm a Karate Kid fan. I was so happy when that show came out. Because I used, before it came out, before that YouTube video, I used to have a bit that I would do about that. Because I always felt secretly that way, like he's just a whiny, entitled little character. Like, first of all, that wasn't your radio. Well, you know, like, what the fuck?
God,
like,
he got a lot of resentment against his character.
Or it's like you're mad. You had to paint a fence and wax a car.
Yeah, bro.
Bro,
like he's just mad. Like you took, you came and took someone else's girl. The dude's gonna be mad. Johnny was fixing to turn his life around, bro. He turned down the beer. Remember his friend gave him the beer? He goes, nah, I'm an ex-degenerate. Like, and you just came in because you were mad because now you can't live in New Jersey. Who the fuck wants to live in New Jersey? Stop being a little bit. I just want to go home. Fuck you, Daniel.
That's awesome. Yeah, especially in the new series. He was like, definitely. It was more in your face at that point. Yeah. They made it obvious.
So would you say, is your hero, would he be considered a flawed
hero? I would say that he's someone that is definitely just, is not aware. He's a, you know, a chiflado, you know, someone that's just kind of pampered here, like grew up with his mom. You know, one of those people where, like, you know, there's some, the cool thing about our film is that it nuances Mexicans in terms of, you know, there's not a monolith, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people have different varying views. So if you watch it, you see people from all different kinds of stages. And like the mom, she's like a very, like, you know, she cusses a lot. Like, she's like very like, what's wrong with you, blah, blah, blah. But then she also doesn't want him learning English, you know? So she's like, I mean, learning Spanish, you know? So she talks to him in English more than she talks to him in Spanish, you know? She'll yell in Spanish, but she'll talk to him in English. And so he doesn't get that whole, like, I'm going to learn Spanish because it's my culture. So going to Mexico, he's like, damn, like, you know, you can kind of blame his mom a bit for not teaching him that or thinking that, you know, let's not talk about your situation with the papers. You know, let's just kind of make sure, like, you're never going to get caught. and it happens, and like, damn, what do I do? She kind of set him up for it too. So you can kind of go through and blame it. So that's a cool thing, that there's nuances of all the different Hispanics and Latinos and Mexicans that are in that film. And that's what a lot of people that have seen it, they're like, you're not just showing this like from one angle. You're like literally building characters all the way throughout, and we're seeing the difference in how people are. And that's exactly where we're, you know, we wanted to do. So
in the video Puro Pinche Party, what is it like working on with a low budget artist who didn't really have a budget?
No, man, dude, yeah. If y'all haven't seen those, man, those are always the fun ones to put up, man. It's always that one and Chips and Salsa, man. Chips and Salsa, both of them were so dope.
Yeah,
but the Puro Party one was dope because, man, bringing the what you call it, the quebradita dancers from Chicago and stuff, they're like head over heels, man. Like hey, let's, like, they were like, hoo chinga bling, okay, yeah, let's do it, let's come down. They were all excited, and then
some acrobatics,
yeah,
they do.
Acrobatic quebradita, yeah. I was
the little chick, they were just flipping her.
They're just twirling them, but no, dude, it was dope. It was fun, and all the people that came out too. Yeah, cool. And honestly, the best thing is that you actually had a budget. Like, you know, you had some money to throw at it, and we're just filling any holes. Yeah, barely, but I mean, we made it work.
It worked.
Nah, it worked for us. And the way we always knew, the dope thing about working with you is that you kind of have the same mentality and like, hey, man, you're talented. You do you. You know what I'm saying? Just take care of it. Hey, okay, I have these little issues. Let's fix these things. But, you know, it's very like you do what you know what you're doing. You know, just take care of it.
The funny thing is that's the best for us too.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember showing up and everything was organized and everybody's working on what they need to work on so that it looks cool. And then my wife, and then it was just like, yeah, man, just hang here in this trailer or whatever, and we'll just come get you when we're setting up the shot or whatever. Mm-hmm. My wife's like, oh, this is nice. Like, if this is what shooting a music video is, then we could do it like this all the time.
Yeah. So. Well, and the second one, the Chips and Salsa one, was also dope. And that, you guys were a little more, I mean, because we were kind of enclosed in that space.
Yeah.
And we did it, that one we did real fast. You know, the Puro Party, I think we had a little more time. But
a little more elaborate. Yeah.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, and a lot more people and stuff. But it was still, that one was dope. Also, to see how Marisol, and, you know, was able to help with like the wardrobe and the, you know, thinking of some of the art design and stuff like that. All that stuff like helps so much. So,
well, that's why she's my wife, bro.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? But she's got her hands full with, you know, with the kids and stuff, to where like
she a whole mogul.
Yeah, so like I went down to the valley, bro, did some shows. Like I went edged up. I left my little chain in the hotel. I just felt like, you know what I mean? Like I didn't have none of my accoutrements.
Oh man.
I just felt bare. And I was like, yeah, Mighty Soul was here, you know.
Yeah, things ran be a little smoother. Better.
She'd have been the one ironing my shirt. But
or telling you need to iron your shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. So I showed you some of the scripts Javi had wrote a while back, web series. But yeah, we'll chop it up, man, to see what we can get going at some point. The cool thing is that it's webisodes, so so it's almost like we can collab with like different production teams for like just for like one episode. Yeah. Even it's like, oh, we directed episode 3 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just so it could be. Yeah,
we're around, man. We got the equipment and we got the time. We're you know, we're excited for it. So as soon as you're ready, yeah, let's try to make some stuff happen.
Might need some rewrites. We had that web series on pause for a minute. So.
Yeah, it just feels like
on it, but yeah,
everything's slowly. Like, I feel like we're getting some other departments and aspects streamlined to where we can now have a little bit more energy and time to start to like execute. Cause like my buddy from Odessa, he'll pull up like the Masa and the Power. Masa and the Power thing. We did with some homies out of San Jose. Well, they're Texans, but they lived out there. And he'd sent me clips and, hey man, this would probably be a good minute to put online. And I'm going back and watching this stuff. I was like, bro, we were just, there was one where Sammy, aka Juan Yerbas, where he was supposed to be like a, he's like a gardener, but he also had this crazy background with like agriculture to where this was like this magical corn strain that we came up with. And it's like, pruébalo, carnal. And he's just like, no way, or something. He's like, he just starts like, he's like no way, me vení. And I was like, eso pasa, carnal, eso pasa. And then I like hand him a cigarette. It's so stupid. It's so fucking dumb. I have this big fake mustache. It came out like 9-10 years ago.
Still great. Holds up.
I was living in LA at the time. This is crazy how this happened. Philly Brown had went to Sundance. It was like one of the hottest films out. Gina Rodriguez is proven to be like this debut star. All of a sudden, she's auditioning for these sick, you know, Jane the Virgin, all that. So we're in Sundance. They sell the movie to distribution. It's going to theaters. So I'm like, I got to be close to the action. So I like get up, go post up in L.A. for about a year. But I'm thinking like, all right, Hollywood, I guess they ready for me now. Let me go ahead and have my black and white 8x10s and figure out who finna be the agent and all this. And it's just like, nah, dog, it don't work like that.
Yeah. Like, we didn't send for you.
So then that's when Jesus from Desmadre.com, he came down. And he's like, hey, bro, let's write some shit around you that we can produce and we all win. You know what I mean? It's like we make something cool. Because, dude, he works for, like, Apple.
Oh.
So he's got, like, the gig. But he's like, bro, I want to fucking shoot and make some art and film and do some funny shit. And so that was, like, his side thing.
That's what you need, man. And that's the cool thing about Journey. We had people that looked at, like, for example, the Netflix project that we did, there's no way that I could have gotten Journey completely funded if I didn't have a backing of like showing those kinds of projects or being able to be done. Mm-hmm. Even though I believe we shot Journey, a portion of it before Netflix. I don't remember. I think the time is a little, but it was one of those things where people will, once they see the work that you do, they're willing to put down that money. Mm-hmm. I mean, the amount that we raised for Journey is pretty ridiculous thinking about it, but it's one of those things where, like, it would have never happened if someone didn't say, like, hey, I see that talent. Here's money. Let's see what you can do. So the Fight Boy, which was even, you know, the second one we're doing, that was someone just was like, here's the money. You know, here's the money. Like, let's just do something. And I was just like, okay. You know, where before we're like, man, I hope somebody can give me some money. I need to find some more.
Like, you're standing outside with a camera smoking a cigarette. That someone's like, hey, here's some money.
Like, I was like, I got this special elote right here, bro. And people didn't want it. It was just like.
This film, the one, The Journey, has it done any festivals or anything?